wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
And aren't you all excited that the music comes to you at about 7 p.m. Arizona time on a Tuesday night?
You're welcome.
It's not exact. We don't like to be exact. I like old fudgy here, fudgy. We're never early, though.
No.
You can count us for never
those
being
days
early.
Are gone.
Fuck yeah, those are gone a long time ago. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's a Tuesday night. We are in Studio C right here in Central Phoenix, Arizona. This is the 17th day of April, 2018. Show 341. It is 6 years since we started doing this cavalcade of fun, and this
like to the day.
Is it to the day?
To the day.
To the day.
Yeah, I think it is. Really, is April 17th.
So this makes, as of tonight, this is our 278th show,
and we're sorry.
Not as sorry as most of the listeners out there. Oh, my God.
The apology tour starts now.
Exactly.
As usual, Marnie Ryer is on time. Look at that. Oh, my God.
She made it in the opening music.
How did you do that, Ryer? That's a little crazy. You did
that. She is a seasoned professional.
She is. Look at you. Well, oh, I'm going to turn your mic on since you're here. Now you're there. Look at you. Oh, my God. Well, anywho.
What TV show is that where, like, it's something about a news show where, like, every time, just as they go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, the anchor puts on the last thing of eyeliner, flings it at the assistant, and goes, hello.
Oh, I don't know.
That's called the Marnie Ryer.
I can't remember. Oh, it's from a TV show that I really like.
Really bad show.
I like that. That's enjoyable.
Really funny that they, it might be Murphy Brown, that they never thought she would make it on time, and she always, at the last second, would sit down.
We'll have to look.
That
research.
Might be true.
That's very cool. Good. Anyway, and by the way, this is the really about the best I can do. That's the shot we're going to have for tonight.
I'm actually in a shot for
one. And actually, life size. Joe actually is compared to the rest of us. That actual to scale.
I enjoy that.
Yes. Oh, very nice.
To scale.
Well done.
Fair. That's tremendous.
And other viewers of the show will know from the overhead shot, which
just when I think I've gotten a little color through the week, I come here and realize
you don't.
That has not happened.
There's a contrast issue.
So this is the structure for how we're all seated for those of you viewing the show.
That's the one that says I've not gotten any thinner.
But look how tan you are.
Look at that. My God.
Just take a lively companion wherever you go.
I guess in full what's the word they use so
apology?
Often now? No.
Disclosure.
Full disclosure. Thank you. I should be really aware of that phrase by what's all going on with all the cable news. Full disclosure for this show. Al started drinking at 3 this afternoon.
What? Four.
Four. Okay, four.
Four. Four. It was four.
It was 3
it
central.
It was like golfing, yeah.
3.
Four.
Yeah. Al
were
started
you
drinking.
By four? No, was trashed by four, I think.
That's fair.
Okay. Kat had started drinking before I got to the production
That's
meeting.
That's true. Also true.
But it was just the one beer, right? Like you'd had it.
And just
I
the
haven't.
One.
I just started. I've got this, but I have an assortment of beverages. I have water in case of an emergency, coffee, and booze.
So we're like an Olympic podium of intoxication right now. Al Perkins is on the first place.
Clearly listening to my nation's anthem.
Right. And Marnie, what are you sucking on down there? What's that Starbucks love?
That's a lot of caffeine.
Okay, got it.
That a girl.
Now, Marnie, we'll have to ask you to chime in since you are a Starbucks participant.
Aficionado.
Yeah.
She went for the Latin. Can we make these lights go away?
Sure. Reach up there and pull that center. Thanks. Pull the center string. Can you stand up, Al?
Because it's so bright.
There you go.
It's just unnecessary.
It's funny. Is
that's
they're,
better?
They're on every week, and he doesn't ever realize.
But
it.
I turn it off like twice a year.
Yeah, that's about it. This is once. I'm gonna write that down. Anyway,
no,
Marnie,
I did turn them off before.
Uh-huh. Due to recent circumstances at Philadelphia Starbucks?
Well, there goes my story.
They're going to be closing down. Oh, well, then never mind. Let's hold that. My bad.
Well, I can answer that quickly because I do have some other news.
We're jumping the shark with headlines, but yeah, tell us about the Starbucks closure.
Because I'm here for about a half an hour.
And then?
The fuck are you doing?
Oops. Well, I want
diversity training at Starbucks?
I'm doing the sensitivity training.
How come we're not fucking involved in that?
Well, because, bitches, I've tried for 6 years to, be the voice of reason for that. But,
yeah.
So, but I want everyone to know, in case they didn't, that today is the last day you can get your taxes done.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh.
No, it is not.
They gave it until tomorrow.
They extended it until tomorrow because their servers crashed.
Oh, really?
Yep. Really?
I would not make that up to you. Google it.
It just got extended while
Look it up.
Whilst we were pre-gaming, it got extended.
I just finished on Saturday.
Guess who stays for the whole show now?
Well, but I have an appointment at 8.
You can still make it. We're not going until 8 a.m.
Well, I think she means tonight.
Tonight.
Like in 45 minutes.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. Well, let me see just quickly. But otherwise, May 29th is the walkout date. Is
correct.
That right?
Well, no, not walkout. They're just closing all stores for diversity training.
Right.
No.
Right.
Oh, no, they're walking in for that.
Racial Bias Education Day.
Very nice.
How to serve black people coffee and restroom breaks.
And not get them arrested.
Without cream?
What? Don't know.
No?
It's,
okay. Nope.
That whole thing was fucking ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
But,
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's sickening, actually. Let me see if I can make a little change.
Well, if you can, great. Otherwise, I understand.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I will be, you know, I'm trying to do some more local things, but the place, like, as far as coffee.
Like taxes?
And,
or, oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, and there's a new place at, behind Me Patio. Where's Me Patio? 7th
Avenue. 7th
Avenue
and Osborne.
Yeah. Osborne. There's a new coffee shop there where Hidden House used to be that they took their sweet fucking time opening, but now it's open.
Do they have a drive-thru?
It's where again?
They do not. It's at 7th Avenue and Osborne on the south, let's say, east corner.
Southeast corner.
Right behind Me Patio that I am hopeful to support their local business.
I will definitely try it, considering the Starbucks went in across the street. But
That's fantastic.
The problem is the one that I really, really like. Now, granted, there's one just down the street, Lux, but I love Refuge.
Oh.
I love Refuge. And they close so early.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm
it's
like,
Catholic thing.
I just drove by today and I wasn't sure if Refuge is also closed on Tuesdays because they didn't look very open today as I rode my bike past.
So
I am curious about
like them,
Catholic charities.
Nitro
They hire the people. They hire people that are in need of employment, and it's part of the Catholic charities.
Yep.
And so it is for good. Your money goes for good. They're doing good deeds.
And they have great, like a nitro coffee.
And
there.
For former alcoholics, they're not real good with the wine, but they do have wines there.
They have, they're boozing it all the time. What were you going to ask? Sorry.
I'm not sure. Okay. Carry on.
Fair point.
Yes.
Anyway, so I'll be there, like, you know, doing that coffee kind of stuff.
Okay.
Refuge all day.
On that day. Got it.
Yeah, just that day.
Well, and I...
You're just seconds from my house.
I know.
And from here.
Drive by your house all
If you time. Don't...
And I wave.
If you can't make arrangements to change your tax preparation schedule, we understand that. I didn't realize that you were having it done. I just assumed it.
I didn't either until just this afternoon.
Oh.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I went... Oh, shit. Taxes.
Yeah.
I did not think I just did. Not even think about
it. No, it comes around every year same time.
I know,
every
but
year.
I'm late for everything. So just
I did mine in like
you
February.
And me, both. I was born early.
I was born late.
Well, I'm late for everything somehow.
I don't want to tell people how to live their lives, but I get my taxes back on January 17th.
About
and
every
have
year.
Spent the money by February 3rd.
A lot of times I do that, but I'm.
Yeah.
But in the past, but
also,
now we have
I'm
that
not,
whole house
I'm not
stuff
an
from last year.
Yeah, I'm not an independent contractor. There's nothing interesting
tax-wise.
Tax
sucks.
Yeah, there's nothing interesting going on in my life. I just get my W-2, tell them what I paid in home taxes, insurance.
Oh, the good old days.
Run the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Mama ain't got a lot going on.
I would love that, but because of everything that was going on, I just thought, well, put it here and get all the stuff together. And
it's a charming story. So are you going to try to get out of it, or are you going to just talk?
No.
Okay.
No, bye.
All right. So anyway. Because I'm like, you're going to waste all your time telling us what you're going to do, and then you're never going to actually try to do it. But
just
again,
take a lively companion wherever you go.
Oh, you can do a live call-in, perhaps, from the whatever office you're going to. That'd be fun.
Can we do your taxes live on the air?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Carry the one.
Riveting radio.
I doubt a one would be carried
more anywhere. Stimulating than this.
Subtract a 10. Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Oh, you
messages.
Sent me
messages.
Oh, which,
I like
100%. Amina is talking about some sort of there's an all...
A whites-only bar in Kenya.
They're the ones that are going to be doing the training, apparently.
Yeah. The baristas are already there.
But yeah. Santa Barbara and Ventura counties have automatic tax extensions till the 30th because of the fires and the mudslides. They had a rough year.
That really was. Yeah.
Well.
Right. And there's a difference between paying and owing. Like, if I had to pay, let me tell you, I'd be today, April 17th right. up the ass.
But. I have a feeling that I have to... That I will have.
Since I know they're giving me money, I'm the first
one
at the
door.
Do it as
early as possible.
Have you figured out how to make your mom a deduction yet?
It's getting there.
Perhaps a strongly worded letter.
I have a feeling that it's getting there.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
A dependent. I'm sorry.
A dependent.
A dependent is
what
I meant.
Pretty soon, yeah. That's what I was thinking, because truly, like, as far as... I have to read a little bit more closely,
okay,
but it's...
Yeah. Better glasses.
Because I don't support her... Well, you know, it's not like a 100%. She has the.
She's like indigent.
Right.
Right. She's
right.
got. So is that the correct use of the word indigent? By the way, I don't know. What's the panel going to say on that?
No, she's got a home.
No.
Well,
and she's not disenfranchised either.
That's
correct.
A whole different
so still
thing.
Not indigent.
She can still she's vote. Okay. Disenfranchised is about.
No, no,
voting.
I know that. I understand that. I was saying she's also not disenfranchised.
Yeah.
Dai is neither of those things.
Okay, neither
of
those
well,
things.
Good
neither
for your mom. Sounds like she's doing better. Kat Carlson, what have you been up
she's
to?
She's neither indigent nor disenfranchised.
Disenfranchised. She may be dissatisfied. She may.
And for
are
now,
we still
not
on this from 4 years ago?
Oh, God, for real.
Oh, my God.
Comes around every time.
Every time.
Oh, yeah. It's an election year. I'll be giving my lecture on disenfranchisement.
Oh, Al, do you realize that 420 is on Friday?
And I have to work. Lip read a comment out.
Oh. All right. 421 for you.
Right on top of that, Rose.
Yeah, she's a date.
Whatever. Kat Carlson?
Don't need a lot of reasons.
I know I caught up a little bit with you in the production meeting, but what is big news in the Kat Carlson world?
Well, we are about to go multicolor in the print shop.
Hey, Kat!
A rainbow.
Yeah. See?
At Hey Kat, LLC.
To isolate that for her callback number.
Hey, Kat! Not as good as mine. I know you're trying.
You remember ringback tones?
Yep.
You remember
yep.
that when you would call somebody and you had to listen to their shitty music?
Yep. Oh my
I
God,
that
to
come back
the
so that whenever somebody
me.
Calls me, it's.
I really wish I had been meaner during this time when I had some kind of power like that. I don't understand what that means.
Do you not remember this?
Uh-uh.
Used to be you could set the ringback tone. So when I were to pick up the phone to call your cell phone,
instead of playing
a ringing sound, it would play whatever craptastic Oasis song that you loved and paid $1.99 for.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up. Absolutely. I had this kind of power over time and space and I did not take advantage.
I don't know if you ever had it on whatever phone plan, but it was an option.
It was a thing.
Now I am angry.
You could force people to listen to the Backstreet Boys if they called you.
But now I'm going to go talk to Verizon tomorrow and see if we can get that power back so that I could add the custom Hey Cat by Al Perkins. As my ringback tone.
I would like that to be my first text of the day.
I like it.
Yeah, I'd like that to happen.
Yeah, me too.
So that's going to be a thing.
Could you imagine someone calls you and all they hear is, hey, Kat, over and over again?
Yeah, can you imagine selling anything?
Imagine all that's the business rude. I would lose because of that.
Well, I think it's going to be an edit. It'll be like...
You try to bring something interesting to the table.
I think it's wonderful. I'm going to add it to my phone plan.
Here's how I think this is going to go. It's going to be very similar to the jab portion of the 2016 election. What it'll be is a very nice, whatever voice you pick, it's going to be, thank you for calling. And it'll be, hey, Kat! Please wait for somebody to get with you. Blah blah.
Hey, Kat!
Right. It's,
yeah.
So,
I think we found our drinking word.
Every time the company name is mentioned, it's going to be...
Hey, Kat!
Yes.
I feel like it's getting higher.
As are you.
As are you, right? 420 is on the
track. That's branding right there.
I really approve this
message.
Can it be Hey, Kat, with a big exclamation mark in the end, like, jab!
Maybe.
Jab!
Maybe.
Very good. Yeah. All right, so 4K, you're doing multicolors.
Well, we're going to expand our capability into multiple colors. And...
Come on.
That's about it.
Wow.
That's about it. It's been
I feel
all
like there's
work.
More than that.
It's been all work all the time, really. Because if I'm not at the bar, then I'm just printing the shirts and the end.
Has it taken over your entire home yet?
No. It's not allowed to. It's crammed into one tiny room, a little bit smaller than this.
Mm-hmm.
But for just $1 a square foot, that whole back region is open.
We're going to talk about that later.
Oh.
It really is my hope to be able to move into some sort of actual space within about a year or two. Mostly to escape the people in my house.
I have to go to work.
Yeah,
I want you to seriously
think. Two problems, one elegant solution.
Because there's a problem that I didn't quite foresee in this, in that like my brain is kind of compartmentalized, right? And so there's very much like work cat and work thinking and then home, and they're very different.
Yeah.
And so the people at home don't quite understand that I'm at work, fuckers, leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe you put that on a shirt. Yeah. Wear it while you're there.
I might have to. There have been some sideways glances as I've snarled at someone.
Yeah. Someone?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Due to a lack of witnesses, we'll never know who.
Because after the 17th... Oh, and... I went, what?
Yeah, right.
What do you want?
You get a cone of isolation over there is what you need.
That's right.
Get yourself a $48,000 privacy booth like the EPA guy did. And you can make your shirts in that.
I'll bet that's a write-off, too.
Oh.
And it's and taxes. Next year's taxes.
And if you get it certified, it can be write-off. A skiff. So then you can have official conversations there nobody knows about.
Oh, sound-controlled information.
Yes, facility or whatever.
Facility.
Something like that, yeah. That sounds lovely. There we go.
Something. Okay, well, that's really... Yeah. Okay, thought there was going to be more. Don't know why, but I thought...
I don't think so. I don't...
I like it.
Yeah. I haven't done anything.
Okay.
I don't go anywhere. I wake up, I make t-shirts, I go make drinks.
Still in this chair.
Rinse and repeat.
T-shirts and drinks.
Oh, by the way, I'm just realizing this. I'd like to... I mean, you're excluded from this, but...
Yeah, we did all wear black
four
t-shirts.
Four people all wore black today. What is up with that?
Mine's really dark blue on closer inspection, but that might be the laundry.
Yeah.
It looks awfully black
that
to
looks
me.
That looks black.
It does until you hold it up to one of your shirts, and then you realize it's dark blue.
Hmm.
Yeah, get closer.
I'm comparing from across the room.
Oh, thank you, no. I'm good over here.
Wait,
mine's dark gray. Yes.
Nope, not mine.
And it is a Cat Carlson shirt.
It's very black. I do enjoy the Cat Carlson Memorial VIP Lounge shirt.
Yeah,
the T-shirt that began the empire.
That's right, right.
Because you know you have to when you're doing socks, you have to hold up the black socks next to like blue socks to find out which ones are actually black.
Here's what I don't.
I only have black socks.
Right. I don't buy blue socks.
Thank you. Yes, I figured one elegant solution there.
Yeah.
Do not ever buy me anything other than a black sock.
Kind of like Steve Jobs. He only had one outfit.
Yeah. It's easy. Yeah. It's so much easier.
Right.
I think.
Even dead, still the same outfit.
All the tech greats, you know, Zuckerberg, the one zip up.
The one hoodie.
The one hoodie. Right.
But he got a JCPenney big boy suit out last week and went and talked to the people on Capitol Hill.
It's a rental.
He actually went and mocked the people on Capitol Hill. Because he needed to.
All we need are 80-year-old people trying to figure out what the fuck the internet
does.
I like
that no one came out good in that. Like, in the whole interview, they came off as...
Idiots,
and he came off as, like... I can't say it because she'll get mad at me, but... Nothing. Nothing went well for anybody during that entire time.
Capable. I think they're handy capable.
Capable, yeah. He was like way far to the right on the spectrum on that one. Right? That's nice, right? Right?
That was fine, yes.
See? Sensitive. That's what they call me. Sensitive.
I don't think anyone's calling you that.
No.
No.
But it was like...
No, but it's nice of you.
Things like, well, how do you make money? We sell ads, sir. Duh, no shit. Like, who didn't figure this out?
Now, were those cookies oatmeal? That was my favorite meme of the entire week.
Now, these cookies you're talking about, are they oatmeal? Can I use them with my Metamucil?
Oh my God, I didn't see
my
that.
Gosh.
That's too funny. So, yeah. Joe, what'd you do?
What'd I do? Well...
Probably and don't go back from the last time you were here, just like the past few days.
I know, past few days.
It's a seven-day limit on this shit.
It's
a parade. It's not a parade gracious. Script where I have to tell everything Wells Fargo's done.
For goodness gracious.
Since the wagon.
Although it's been, it's actually, and I thought this would be, is my mic actually up? Because I can't really hear myself in the...
Oh. Maybe we just need to turn your headphones up. We can hear you perfectly.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
Try the one that says guest. Turn that up a little bit. Is that helping you out?
Can I hear me now?
That's my headphones.
Or not.
Okay, then no, they go.
Yeah.
I'll just keep talking.
I don't know, but my headphones.
Yeah, you're definitely in my head. Oh, you're 100%.
Okay, well, I'm somewhere.
Yeah, whatever thing says guest was my headphones.
Okay, well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
Well, I hadn't even to relabel those.
I'll just continue. I thought it would be, and it's surprising, actually, all of you are here, because the past couple times I've come, and it's like, well
we all tried.
But I thought, okay, I thought it was safe. The sixth anniversary, I looked up the date a couple months ago, I'm like, wow, they're going to actually, you know, as the founder of this whole Q-Talk thing, I look up dates, and I'm like, that's so cool that, you know, the six, I mean, six isn't like a major number, but how cool that it's actually like an anniversary on the exact day that you started. But otherwise...
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Otherwise,
more than five.
It goes up one, right?
By how I do but math.
I understand.
Anyways.
Drink on that.
That's what's going on the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Anyways, life overall has been good. The condensed version of what's really been going on is I've enjoyed a lot over the past few months of kind of working my new career of what I'm doing with marketing stuff and helping companies kind of figure out what they're supposed to be doing marketing-wise. But... And this may be as I'm trying to move out of state, although it seems to keep getting delayed.
Well, I have a question about that, if I may interject.
Absolutely.
The requirement for your participation in this show is that you are moving, and I am holding fast that you have to leave the state of Arizona at some point.
Okay.
In the near future.
Come back?
Well, no.
That's a hard hitting interview.
Well,
here.
The way that I looked at the contract. I mean, your reasons for showing up was it's the 6-year anniversary and I'm leaving town.
And that's absolutely true.
That's what I bought off on.
So you contend that they're mutually exclusive, like they have
yes,
to go together.
Yes, yes. So 6-year anniversary is happening, but you still have to leave.
Okay. Right. The state.
Well, most likely.
We were bamboozled. We were bamboozled, I say.
So continue on with your story of woe and cheer.
Do we have a Michael Cohen on staff? Because we're going to need to get this fixed.
Oh, Hannity.
I'm also going to need an NDA sign from you.
Oh, boy.
Stormy.
So hopefully I will be moving soon then.
Okay.
And so this may be, this will be, I guess, the last time I'm here as an Arizona resident.
There you go.
Legally.
Legally. I have to change all the things and all that stuff. But, you know, so I was thinking, speaking of...
This podcast is being recorded for quality control purposes. Yes.
And may be reviewed.
Never review anyone.
Whatever you say or do on this podcast can and will be used against you in a court of law.
Yeah.
I need a gummy worm.
So, you know, speaking of Q-Talk and all that stuff, I was thinking... history-wise,
I think
a lot. I know. I think a lot.
Stop thinking.
We would like to stop you, right?
We never do on a Tuesday. Trust me, we have to like bump up our game?
No. This is fun. It's a fun story. Right. I promise. Okay. If you don't like it,
good.
I don't know. But anyway,
we'll let you know.
So remember a couple years back, we were at the old studio, and we were kind of closing that down, and then you were gonna at least move it here. Mm-hmm. But at that point, it was assumed that Q-Talk and the shows and stuff would just continue, but ultimately that didn't pan out, and you took over and transferred, you know, I basically transferred the whole thing over to you, and you've been running it ever since, and thank you so much. It's lovely that you guys continue to do this. I mean, I hope you continue to do it for another 6, 12, or however many more years.
That sounds like a curse.
People, including their moms, agree.
But
my mom does not agree.
And somebody in Kenya.
But the story goes that back then, as we were kind of like transferring stuff over to you, Clayton.
Yes.
I had figured something out to do, like an actual like a public transfer of ownership.
Okay.
But I sort of forgot about it and never took care of it. So I thought we could do that tonight. Again, a couple of years late because I'm good at doing things late.
I'm a notary.
Hey, I think we did. Oh. Yeah, we did.
We did.
Yeah, I need
but
that service.
But there's something else. No. You know how there's that phrase?
I feel like this is some bullshit coming up right now.
I'm worried that we're about to get evicted.
Now we're evicted. Right.
I got my stuff packed.
No. It's better. It's better than that.
So you know,
I didn't know that was good.
What could be better than eviction?
The phrase.
Somebody give me a fat cookie, please.
So you know the phrase. You know, that people use the passing of the baton.
Uh-huh.
So as it turns out, years ago...
Is he going to do like a baton thing?
There's a lot of electronics in here. Don't do the baton thing.
Don't twirl.
As it turns
Unless
out...
Unless it's on fire.
Not a fire.
The baton was on fire.
As it turns out, there were batons created.
Oh.
Forgotten about at the Q-Talk America Archives Center. Mm. Otherwise known as a storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought we could have an activity... And actually publicly pass the baton.
Do these people look like they do activities? Well, she does.
Oh,
she
this
boxes.
Is very, 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 very simple.
Oh, this low impact?
This is very low impact.
Very
it's
low
very
impact.
Fun, I think, for the audience.
I need
hey, again,
drink.
It's my last show as an Arizona resident. I do need to make one minor adjustment
just
to keep
the last
with the...
Show.
to keep with the continuity from a couple years ago. So I'll just adjust the top half of my wardrobe.
My foot's falling. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
What is he doing?
He's taking off clothes.
He's taking off clothes.
It's not that kind of show.
He is Stormy Daniels.
It's not that kind of show.
We have promised partial nudity for a long time.
What's happening?
Look at that.
I like that.
Flying kitten Pop-Tart.
I like that. I do.
Jealous of the neon cat. So this is what I was wearing in the last show of the previous studio.
Oh, very nice. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't think I've ever paid attention. I went to that shirt.
Why do you know that?
Though you know that
because I'm a geek, and sometimes I have a little bit too much time on my hands.
Admitting you have a problem is the first step.
That's exactly right.
No, but fair point. Because normally I would, I just drink a lot then.
Okay.
So
yeah. Val, yes, you have a question.
You have the floor.
The last
similar to water aerobics.
Huh? The last. What?
Show in the old studio.
In the old studio with Babe.
Of your show.
My show.
I would know if somebody was wearing a Pop-Tart on their shirt.
I thought you meant our show. And
No. I was not explanatory enough.
Oh, okay.
That's
I was
okay.
Like,
that's better, because I was like,
you
really?
Wear a Pop-Tart shirt. I'm going to notice.
Yeah, and normally, I'm going to notice
especially when
that.
Strawberries
and a cat.
Berries? What are the berries?
It's my blueberry, strawberry, raspberry, all my favorite berries.
So we're going to start. Yep.
We haven't started yet.
We'll be done very shortly.
Okay. Good.
So the fourth cast member, we'll start with that. And I think you've outlasted Buddy and Katie. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sure.
By leaps and
so
bounds.
Congratulations for that.
Buddy, thank you. That's very nice.
Buddy did like six shows, and then he left.
Is that cumulative?
Yes.
And irregardless of the fourth cast member, sometimes tends to be the person who sometimes tries to smooth out the show if the show kind of goes off the rails. And I think Kat, specifically you, take care of that.
Specifically you. Is there another cat in here?
Perhaps.
Wait a minute.
So we're going to begin, and your color, the color of your baton. Is blue.
Oh, that's lovely.
Is that for personal use?
Talk America.
My gosh.
Oh, nice.
So, Kat, please place your hand on the baton.
Thank you.
Did we run somewhere at some point?
I like that.
This is how you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bum, 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 that's how they do it on TV. I've seen them do it.
Can we get a little
chariots of fire?
Yeah.
I can't.
So
we'll get dinged for it. God damn it.
So.
Catherine. Not if we hum it.
Can I just sing it?
Dun, 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 dun. So, Catherine Effin Carlson.
Yes.
Do you promise to keep the spirit...
Oh, now there's a vow.
The spirit, mission,
and
vision of Q-Talk America alive and doing well as long as you're affiliated with this fine program?
From now until I quit, yes.
Thank you. You may have the baton.
You're,
thank you.
I would prefer you to do this on a kazoo, Marnie. I would really think... Or a comb and a piece of wax paper.
And now going in, what would this be? Reverse alphabetical order or something like that?
By last name.
Yeah, we're going that way.
Okay.
Marnie, I've heard that you tend to like a certain color.
Oh, no.
Would it be this color?
Oh, my God, yeah. Fantastic.
Marnie Ryer.
Am I running?
No.
Marjorie Simpson Ryer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got
I thought that was air guitar.
There it is.
Marjorie Simpson Ryer.
Do you promise to keep the vision and whatever else I said about Q-Talk alive and going well for as long as you're here?
Blah, 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 blah. Absolutely.
Outstanding.
And I love the purple. Well done, Joe. Thank you so much.
If you think this is fun, just wait till the obsession segment.
Oh my gosh.
If you think this is fun, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. It's a musical instrument.
I also noticed, now I do notice that you have a glossy finish and yours is a matte finish.
This was a mess up by Amazon.com.
It's okay.
No, it's lovely.
Technical error.
It's a technical error.
Doesn't
now, I think we don't really have to guess what Al's color is. Anyone take a guess?
White.
Green.
He loves green.
Yeah. Oh, well played. Even Christmas ribbon green is a favorite.
So,
isn't that beautiful?
Val Perkins, do you promise to et cetera, about Q-Talk and keep doing these shows?
Yeah, just talk over everybody else who thinks they have a show. Sure.
That's outstanding. Thank you.
Oh, I bet I know what color mine is.
Oh, please take a guess.
I think
I'm
yours
actually
is
curious.
Black.
I'm going to assume black.
I hope it's a V-neck.
Oh, I bet it's periwinkle.
But Clayton, you have, you have the laugh. You have the ability
pizzazz
to keep this going, and some would describe, I would describe your personality sometimes as energetic.
Wow, you're one person who would
and
describe
so
it as that.
His color tonight is red.
Oh.
Or perhaps it's slightly.
It's like burnt sienna. Yeah. I don't want to take your gay card right away
that.
From you.
No, no, no. But
it
I
was
like
a multi pack.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I'm going to hand this because I can't.
So, wait, are these?
So yours came with no thought whatsoever. You were just.
Oh, so we're gonna have to actually relay this.
Oh, no, let's get your hand off.
Mr. Clayton, middle initial that I don't know, McKee.
M.
Do you promise?
A. F. I'm gonna go with
to
F.
A.
Continue doing this
Adam,
show
Anthony,
for as long
Alan.
As
absolute.
Clayton Fitzgerald McKee.
Do you promise to keep whatever Q Talk was originally started for, attempting to continue to do that?
Absolutely
as long
not.
As you continue this show?
No.
Okay, great.
Because the way it started is sure as hell not the way it's gone. So
but
we're
going to
keep it like it is.
But the great thing
we
is...
We have no cooking shows.
Still, no. But the great thing is you're still reaching people and making people laugh.
Yes. You're reaching for the stars.
My feet are on the ground.
Now, finally...
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
One final little quick thing.
One ring to rule them all?
I want everyone to raise
if this
their...
is a fucking glitter bomb,
no,
I'll
just,
kill you.
No.
Just I will kill you right here live on the air.
I'll kill you myself.
Everyone... please,
I'll
everyone,
kill you with my bare head.
And I'll be done here in a second. Yeah. Please, everyone, raise their batons and try to touch them into the center of the room.
Oh,
you can make
and
noise.
I will
excuse you.
You can
and this
regardless.
Is my
the silver
baton.
Look, I am your father.
By the power invested in me, as the founder of this network, I do declare that you guys your own podcast network. Congratulations!
Sword fighting, finally in the studio.
That was awesome.
I'm gonna say no.
What?
My only criticism, you should have made it like the gay flag colors.
Why? No.
No, I think that was very, very
no,
fantastic.
Purple
it wasn't, in the,
it was
wasn't in the budget back then.
Yeah.
Okay, now wait a minute. Okay, now wait. I have a question about these little things.
I might have an answer.
Well, I bet you will. Now, did you buy these just for this, or were these really something you did a long time ago?
I will leave it up to you as to whether you believe the story or
not.
Oh,
I don't care either that much.
They are cute, though.
They are cute.
They might be green.
Like I said, I've got something coming up a little later in the obsession that might top this.
Was he beaten to death in the kitchen?
Joe will be beaten to death with batons.
Was he beaten to death in the kitchen with the baton?
It was
smile.
Oh,
Maggie Simpson Ryer in the kitchen with the baton.
And what was
also
your...
Also known as Margarine.
Margarine.
Damn it, I can't even get her name right when it's wrong.
I don't know. Joe, I have no words.
That's fantastic. I didn't know how you would react. But now, officially,
words.
Publicly, it's done. And you have...
Are we
little...
sure? I'm afraid that at some point...
Hey, no, we have it on
recording.
Yeah. Seven
you
people
did
have seen
play,
it.
Play, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We're streaming. We're live. Right. What are you doing,
people
Kat?
Are reacting.
Mm. Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Both She's taking pictures through a tube.
Through a telescope.
Oh, you should...
Can you see the galaxy?
It's pretty good.
Ooh. I know that's tunnel vision, Kat, right there. Look at that. My God.
Oh, my gosh. She's flirting with the
baton. I'm exhausted, and we're only to Joe at this point.
I'm not flirting with the baton.
Well, the question is Marnie staying?
No.
Well, you got to tell us what you've been doing.
Tell us your story.
I saw the best thing this weekend. We went to the Phoenix Theater and saw...
Million Dollar Quartet.
Oh!
Oh, and how was it?
I would enjoy that, I'm sure.
So good. Yeah, you really would have.
That era of music.
Yeah, it was Great Balls of Fire. Who sings that? Help me.
That would be Jerry Lee Lewis.
Thank you. Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins, Elvis Presley.
No relation.
And, right.
Right.
Not today.
Not right.
Not today, Berta. And Johnny Cash.
Right.
And it was the guy who
delicious.
Played the part of Jerry Lee Lewis was a fucking riot. And
was he?
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Did he sleep with a cousin on stage?
No, but he talked about it. You know. Talked about a lot of stuff like that. So. But it really was good. We enjoyed that tremendously. And then yesterday, we Aaron and I, celebrated our 7-year anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations.
Many
Thank
years
you very
have
much.
Passed.
Wait a minute. I'm itchy.
7-year itch?
No. I gave her Benadryl.
No, smart.
I literally did. I put it in her card, like here. Just take that.
Oh, that's... Oh, look at you.
Yeah,
keeping
and
puns alive even
I
in cards.
Know. Look at that.
How lucky she is.
I'm saying. You know
Boy,
that
howdy.
It's true. So, it was just... It was very cute. It was...
And she looks great. I saw... I made you come into my news feed, and I saw a picture of you two doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember
They do
what.
That sometimes.
We do.
Yeah.
The, like the race... like that.
I saw you at your what would you call it, idiot event? What was it called?
Idiot event.
No, what was it called? The idiot run? Idiot mud run.
No, the
what was it called?
Rugged Maniac. What?
Oh, I was close.
No, it was something more recent that I saw a picture of you. Oh, it was the Red for Red.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was.
I will a rod. I did a rod.
I did. Right.
Oh, here's your rod. Right here.
So, you need a rod? What?
Anyway. No, thanks.
So, but it was a.
It's a sad one. Thank you.
Okie dokie.
Got it at the office.
So, but it was lovely. That was a lovely week.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hopefully I don't find out I have to pay anything tonight.
Oh,
fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I'm doing Kegels right now thinking about it. Hoping that you
elevator
don't have to.
Going up. Elevator right. Going down.
Batons where we can see them, people. Batons where we can see them.
I'm going to be bringing in things to clean these batons to everyone.
It's not that kind of show.
I have a dishwasher.
You don't
know.
You
I have
don't
a
not
dishwasher.
That kind yeah. of show.
Good. I just don't trust
No, wait a minute. I have another question. I'm going to go back to Joe for just a second.
Oh, dear.
Regardless of popular demand. Now, you have to leave that one here.
Mm. Yep. Oh, do I?
Yes.
My fatness will take
there are four. There are five mics here in the Q-Talk America studio.
Oh, that's fine.
I transferred it anyway.
So when you come back into town.
Yeah.
You know.
We can borrow the baton.
Yeah. Okay.
While here. Yeah.
Well, yeah. That'd be great.
Wild.
Sorry. I'm just closing things up.
What do you think I'm doing?
Again, batons where we can see them.
Yeah, again, batons. Oh, I kind of like that when they're all set up here. I kind of like that's kind of fun.
It's kind of nice.
Set one somewhere here. Mm-hmm. Good idea. I'll do that. Wow. Look at that. Look at that red so puffed colorful. Up motherfucker.
But I do have to tell the Marina before she leaves that because of an unfortunate I can't find shit thing in my house and tearing my house apart, I found a backpack that I must have used to carry on my way to and fro the show. And I found like all kinds of weird stuff in it. But the funny thing was, is I found the bell that he made us all take home, the sorry bell, and I meant to bring it in tonight, and I left it on the computer.
Awesome. I love it.
Those fucking Bank of America bells.
The sorry.
Uh-huh.
I still
from the,
have
from the parade last year. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, oh,
last
no,
year, 2 years
oh,
ago.
No, this is from like five. This is before these.
Oh, before
these were the right. compromise bells.
But no, the red bell, right?
No. It's just a bell on a black handle from...
Oh, I don't remember that.
Mm. Wow. It was the original show bell that you told us if we didn't take them home, you were going to kill us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and somehow you thought this would be better, so we learned how to use them.
Wow.
And I remember when I ordered these, you all thought I was crazy. It would be the most annoying thing ever. Turns out it's not the most annoying thing on this show.
But they were a compromise to the other bell because you hated them.
Yes.
Oh, and one last thing that I found... And I don't know, how many clocks do you have in here? Is it just the one?
I have that one.
The atomic clock.
Every fucking device we all have in here.
I found the manual for it.
I've been looking for that. Thank you. That's actually, if I'm not mistaken, that's the clock. That's the actual atomic clock.
That's right. I found it somewhere.
Oh, well.
And I'm like, I'll give it to Clayton.
Leave it with the secretary on your way out.
Yeah, right, yeah.
No, we don't need a manual
why
for
Why did you keep that, and why did you need that?
I'm totally kidding. I didn't need it. You can Google everything. I could, if I needed to know how to set something.
It was in the Q-Talk archives.
I like it. It should go into like our little capsule, you know, when
time
we put
capsule.
A time capsule together.
Oh, who's in charge of that?
I've got a backyard big enough to bury something. Let's try that.
Who's in charge of putting the capsule together?
Why stop
together?
At a capsule?
We'll put one together.
Okay.
We have to put in the recording of what's the matter with Katie.
Why stop there?
I could think of some people that need to be buried there. Let's start there.
Well, let's just get a big capsule. We'll call it a casket.
I said, we're just going to start.
I'm good with that.
We'll call it a casket.
We'll just throw a lot of shit in there.
A tisket, a tasket. Al, we brought you a casket.
I had a nickel for every time somebody said that to me in my front door.
Here's your nickel.
Yeah.
Well, I would hate to be late to something. So.
Where's your meeting?
46th Street and Thomas.
Not yet. She's not making it
46th
there.
And Thomas? It's 7:45.
She'll be right on time at
traffic
10 after 8.
Died down.
Oh, now, has the person doing your taxes met you before?
yes.
So they're not expecting her at 8.
Okay, good. Never mind.
Anyway, I don't know how slow you fucking people drive, but...
Whatever.
All right.
Well, we're going to let Joseph move over to your place, because I can get rid of this ugly shot.
Hasta la next week, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. I love that.
Happy taxing.
Yeah, don't owe anything.
Is that the correct salutation?
I'm leaving.
Merry taxing.
We'll get you back next week, maybe.
Tax well.
We'll get you back in here.
Ooh, my glasses. I
Oh, you're going to need those because you have to write that check.
Look at the numbers and things.
Oh, you have other ones. Oh, those are just your cheaters.
Yep.
Friend here. Got it.
Hasta la vista.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Ryan.
My cheaters are repaired. I should put them on.
You're gonna have to go around. Oh, the shot is.
It's actually
that. Yeah. You can look at this monitor shows what you look like right here. Goodness. So you have to roll into the shot. I'm not customizing it.
No,
look at you.
Would not expect
that. There you go. Now try those headphones. No, try hers.
My bad.
You might be able to hear. Mm-hmm. They may be turned up more. Maybe, I don't know if they are or not.
Oh, it sounds much better.
Oh, there you go. Well, sure. Okay. Well, we've beaten up that horse. That horse. Marnie just left. Al, what you been up to?
Well, fun story.
Hope so.
Last week, I was looking for a bike pump.
Will there be handouts?
That's why I had to take it with me and blow up that goddamn exercise ball that has been sitting on my end table or on top of my one CD tower for 9 years, unmoved. This thing has never moved. And Oscar Sunday, in a tidying fury, I put it away.
The exercise ball.
No.
The hand pump that pumps it up. And the little accessories that come with the little hand pump.
No.
Also pump up the jam?
Oh, look at you.
While your feet are stomping.
It has no accessories. It's just the one part you click, slam it in the ball, you pump it up, you stick the pin in, you're done. Life is good. It's a whole thing.
I can't find it like that once.
But in the meantime, I found all this shit in my house, cleaned out, threw away all kinds of stuff, found this horrible clothing ensemble in my winter clothes drawer.
Oh my gosh.
I washed it because it still fit, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I realized after the car accident 6 years ago, right before we started the show, it was what we went to Walmart because none of us had any clothes. So we all had to go to Walmart and buy something just to throw on to sleep in, so that we weren't in the same clothes that we'd been in all day in the car accident and everything. But I was like, I put them out on my bed, and I'm like, what situation was so bad that I bought these two items? Like, this pair of wintry sweatpants and long sleeve homeless person jersey. And then I figured out what it was as soon as I put it on and saw it on me in the mirror, and I'm like, oh yeah, this was for the hotel in after the car accident. But found my dad's pajamas from the 50s. From his honeymoon that he had worn when they saw the pajama game, and then when I was in the pajama game in the 80s.
Cute.
My mom was like, because I told her, I'm like, we need pajamas, because for the finale of the show, everybody's in different pajamas, so I need to go buy some pajamas from the store. And my mom was like, well, you probably will fit in the ones that your dad wore on our honeymoon. I still have them, and they're so cute. And so I still have them. And then I found, the cutest. Keith Haring, if you don't know who he is, Google it. He did, for a Canadian clothing company, he designed a different clothing thing, outerwear, whatever, underwear. I don't know what the hell you call it.
Right.
But I have a cute pair of pajamas with shorts that were 0.0 from Canada. Keith Haring, before he was really famous, just adorable. And then just all kinds of fun pictures and just junk in the house, like hidden in drawers that I hadn't thought of. I don't know, in the 9 years I've lived there or the 6 months I was at the apartment, I hadn't thought about any of this stuff for years. And as I'm pulling out things, I was like, oh my God, I still own some of this stuff. Some of it was cute, some of it had to be done, and then there was some porn that needed to be recycled. I don't even know what, there was a magazine that I'm like, I don't, what is the proper thing to do with something this filthy? Is it recycle it or just trash it and hope that,
someone
I recycled
never finds
it. So I went with the earth.
All right.
So, but that was funny to see an old porno magazine from 1980, I don't know, four.
Wow.
Five. Mustachioed gentlemen. Anyways.
Interestingly enough, I'd have taken that off of your hands and put it as a prize for Naughty or Nice Bingo.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, that would have been fun because it 100%. Was in pristine condition. None of the pages were stuck together because even I wasn't attracted to it.
Even if it's in crappy condition, we welcome shitty prizes too.
Well, I haven't taken out the recycles to the actual official place yet, so I could probably dig it up for you.
What was it called? Mustachio what?
No, I'm just saying, they all had 80s porn stashes.
Oh, I thought this was the actual name you were spouting off of the magazine.
Oh, no, the magazine was spelled beat off to this fucker. Or something equally as...
Because the prize categories on the wheel include porn, naughty prizes, nice prizes, and alcohol. So.
Sure.
Well, I think this is a match made in recycling.
Yeah. So that really was... It was a fun afternoon. And then Clayton came over and we watched the season finale of Schitt's Creek.
Oh, very nice.
and found, again, another thing that I realized I owned is I was starting to think of, like, treasures that were hidden in the house. Campus Ladies,
a TV show
from the Oxygen Network, 2006 to 2007. There's only either 12 or 16 episodes. The show is impossible to find. It's not available anywhere except for in my living room. It's a bootleg DVD taped off of someone's TV. And it is one of the funniest shows that has ever been on TV. And it is so offensive, so wrong, so funny. And we watched like three or four episodes of the second season, and then he left, and I watched the rest of them. And I was like, NBC bought Oxygen and decided to go with like all reality TV programming and got rid of like the couple original shows they had.
Awful.
Or it was because the shows were so offensive to so many different races, religions,
also
creeds.
An option.
Yeah.
Well, the way we got to watching the show was we watched an episode of The Goldbergs, and he remembered that one of the characters of The Goldbergs, the dad in The Goldbergs, is in a scene in Campus Ladies.
In the funniest episode of Campus Ladies.
So funny. Where Sean Hayes plays a special person who one of the girl's main characters is dating, and she's the one who doesn't realize he's special.
Oh, yeah, no. She doesn't realize she's dating a handicapped person, and it's hysterical.
They walk into the bookstore where he works on campus, and the guy, the one who says the line, is like, he's the manager of the bookstore for all of the special students. And these girls walk in, and he assumes that they're special, and she's like, something about, I'm okay.
He's like, are you here to see Barry? She's like, yeah. She's like, oh, you're one of Barry's friends. I'm fine. Of course you are. Did someone say you weren't? In
fact, I bet you could ride a jet ski if somebody put a strap on it.
Mm-mm. So offensive.
Oh, my God.
Did Barry just get dumped by the slow guy? I mean, it's so wrong.
So many ways.
He farts as he breaks up with her. It's so wrong, but we laughed. We laughed.
He breaks up because she's embarrassing.
He's embarrassing him. I can't remember what his name is. Is that a rocket in your pocket, or you just happen to see me? It's a rocket! So wrong.
So wrong.
I'm going to look at it.
One quiet night at the bar, I will bring it in, and we will have a campus.
You have to watch it all.
And you have to kick everybody out, because they'll all be offended. There'll be some kind of a protest.
Oh, no, we just invite them in, but they have to sign a disclaimer.
Yeah.
They have to sign
an NDA.
Oh, my God, somebody's calling you.
Even if religiously offended, you can't object.
By the way, Al, I think I found a picture from the magazine that you recycle. Is it this guy?
If only.
Wow.
That would be a step up. So, Clayton, what'd you do this week?
Well, it's been very busy. I got a lot of things going on, a lot of irons in the fire. I fixed a washing machine this week. I fixed a plumbing issue at a hair salon. That's actually, they're both those issues were at a hair salon.
Was it the cult hair salon?
It was the cult hair salon, yes. Mm-hmm. Interesting that I found out how this washing... People buy things off of... and I do understand. People are on a budget and they buy things off of Craigslist or... not eBay, but other locally sourced classified ads.
Pretty much my whole business.
Backpage is certainly not one they buy things off of anymore.
Not anymore.
Anyway, they had purchased this washer and dryer from whoever on Craigslist for, I don't even know what the hell the cost was. But you never are quite sure what you're getting. That's the thing I'm apprehensive about when you buy certain things, because if you really don't know the quality of an item, Well, that's what they got.
If it's $100,
They worked for several months, this washer and dryer, and all of a sudden the washer just quit doing things. Well, it was interesting to figure out. It was a water level sensor thing that I figured out. They're all back and they're all happy. And they think now that I can fucking do anything. Like, I'm magical. I fixed a toilet there, the washer. Now I've replumbed the underside of a shampoo bowl where the hair trap is. All these things. So they think I'm magical. And I'm like...
Nope, just got hair out of the hair trap.
No. They actually...
I feel like you're their official plumber.
I am now.
It sounds like you're busier now than you have been.
Ever. My God. Hold on to your wig and keys. So... But no, they had... The thing is, when they moved into the salon, people that do hair shouldn't do plumbing. That's, I think, the lesson that they learned is.
Yeah.
And if you buy a washing machine from someone else and it still works, aren't you wondering what they washed that they thought, well, we got to get rid of this.
Yeah. I never thought of it like that.
Again, for the right price, I don't care.
But I'm just thinking, like, why would you get rid of a functioning piece of... whatever that is.
Yeah.
Mm. Home accessory? I don't know what the word is.
Appliance well, but is what we call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there. That's it.
There's a big difference between, you know, the Woolite cycle on my delicates and the towels at the hair salon. Like, the hair salon doesn't need that.
Oh, okay,
it's
that's
more
fair.
Hair at the hair salon, right. too. You know?
Yeah. Well, they had it all plumbed incorrectly and all. Right. But anyway, so there was that. And then other things like, well, like I said, I'd worked a door shift at the Charlie's, which was kind of fun to do for a while. And then just interesting, Jenny asking the question in the chat room, does Clayton wear a tool belt when he plumbs? No.
That's a fanny pack.
I do not.
Why not?
I follow up question.
I've never cared for them. I own a couple of them, and I just don't like them. I guess maybe if, depending on the job I was in.
Is
like
one of the Marnies? I'm just lesbian too.
Okay, I'm just where are we going with that, Mr. Perkins? No, I don't care for him. Like occasionally I'll stick a screwdriver in my back pocket if I'm, you know.
Oh, me too, if I want to feel sporty. Tampon in my purse if I want to feel young. I've got a whole list of things I can carry around.
Atta girl. Yeah.
I had someone
just in case a gentleman caller finds a tampon in my purse and thinks, oh, he's younger than I thought.
Drink some more.
I had a friend that was helping me move out of an office from years before Q Talk and all that stuff, and I had brought a little toolbox. It's more like a little.
Did it say Fisher Price on it?
No, it probably could have. But he said to me, he's like, "Did you have your little toolbox? You feel all butch now?" You had to be there, I guess.
Because clearly it takes a lot more than that. Starting at a deficit. Oh, I thought Marn had lost some weight. No, oh, Harrison, that's a man. I know, it's hard to believe, but that is, right?
although I would say that, and Marnie, I think, looks great.
She does. She's doing well.
She really looks great.
She beats a punching bag every, I don't know, 6 days a week she goes and does that. And fortunately, she doesn't have to take it on errand, so I guess that works out well.
They've incorporated violence.
Seven years.
Both still alive.
Yeah.
And mom.
Is that what you get for the seven-year anniversary, violence?
Mm.
Maybe.
You have to look it up on the lesbian chart.
Someday when I make it there, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, it's been running around doing things, finding. There's so many different little projects you can do all the time.
Bring your blower over to my house and I'll pay you.
Fuck.
Hey.
There's a lot going on over there. Is it the tree of death that's making all the mess?
The Ebola tree needs to be blown out.
That fucking thing. God.
I'm offering cash prizes if you get that shit out of my driveway.
The other thing I did this week, Mom, I know you're listening.
Blow it up, blow it down. I don't give a shit where it goes.
Mom, you might find this funny. So I'm filling in my LinkedIn, your job, work from this day to that date and all that kind of stuff. Well, typically.
I need to update mine. I didn't put the business on.
You need to be owner and operator of it.
Right,
hey,
now.
Cat! So you need to be off. Anyway, so I called.
So many interpretations to choose from.
Best.
I called. I called the KSN TV in Joplin, Missouri, the NBC affiliate I used to work for, because I have no idea really what the run dates were from when I started. So I thought, I'll call and see if somebody, I don't know where their HR files are.
I thought you were looking for tapes of WKRP in Cincinnati.
No, I can find them. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. So anywho, I called back there, and the receptionist is the same receptionist that was there. Her name is Robin. She was there when I worked there, and I said, "This is going to be a." She answered the phone. I knew it was her voice, and she said, "I said, well, this is going to be an odd question. I worked during the early '90s. I'm trying to find out dates of employment, blah blah blah." And she goes, "Well, I'm pretty sure I know you," and I'm like, "Okay." And I said, "This is Clayton McKee." And she goes, "Oh my God, yes, I remember you. You worked Master Control." I'm like, "Yes, you're 100% right. I did." Well, anywho, I posted that on Facebook that I had called them, and my cousin in Missouri immediately thought that I was looking for a new job in my hometown and got all excited and texted me. And then his wife texted me. I'm like, no, I don't. It does look like that. The post made it look exactly like that's what I was trying to do. Kind of funny. But that's it. Just updating those kind of things. I made some changes to my resume again, updated some stuff. You know, still got irons in the fire, trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do.
You know how some things just elude me?
Yes, a lot of things do.
A lot of things. What? I did not understand that social thing, whatever you just described. I thought it was called
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn. I did not know what they were going for.
It's like an online
resume. It's a networking. Yeah, online resume networking.
I thought it was called
jobs.
LinkedIn.
Oh.
Like, I did not get it.
Okay.
I signed up for it, and somebody found me on it, and I'm like, I don't know what this is for.
Okay. Why did you sign up for it?
I don't know.
Because you got an
Why
invite?
Do I do a lot of things? I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I'm probably going to sign up for Instagram. I don't know why. Okay.
Oh, I use it for stalking.
Oh, good news.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of stalking.
Snapchat gets you out the same place.
Speaking of stalking, as I was doing the door shift at Charlie's, you know, monitoring people for exit only, making sure they didn't take any beverages outside. Mm-hmm. A guy walks up to me and he mentions some name of some guy that I don't know who he is. He goes, he's a YouTuber. Like, okay, I said, so am I. So what the fuck does that mean? He goes, well, do you know him? He was here, he was dancing, he does this blah blah. He just went on and on and on about this person. And I'm like, is he your friend? Like, who, why are you so worried about this person and who and where he is? And he goes, I just saw him, I've never met him, I want to say hi to him. I'm like, oh, you're stalking. That's what you're doing. And he kind of looked at me and I says, this is how you start. Uh-huh. I said, later on, somebody will take you under their wing and show you exactly how to stalk properly. Like, you're a baby stalker. So hopefully someday somebody will teach him, because it's not going to be my job.
I mean, I do offer an advanced course, but there's a fee.
Sure, there should be.
If I release those secrets.
Yes.
God damn it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I can create a whole company page on LinkedIn.
Yeah, of course you totally can.
I'm doing it right now.
Hey, Kat.
I just did. Welcome to your company page. We look forward to helping you get started.
It's a shame that Maritana Moore already used that, because you could have a little, hey, cat. You know,
like Maritana Moore. Yeah. Cute. Cute.
These are all just, I'm spitballing. That's what I do. Sure. We're just working this out, figuring this out.
Yep. I'm dodging.
Turns out there are a couple of them.
Trying not to get hit by the spitball.
Trying not to be involved at all. Well, Nina, I like your full support of LinkedIn. Thank you for putting that in the chat room. I fucking hate LinkedIn. Well, there you go.
Here's what I love about LinkedIn, that I just add ridiculous shit. Like, if I ever tried to use it to get an actual real-world job, it would never happen.
Is that what it's for?
Yeah, yes. People use it for that.
To get a job?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's an online resume networking service.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I'm going through the process.
Oh, I did not
right
use
now
that correctly.
So people can, you can then network and people can find other people in their
so
field.
So I've added accomplishments such as...
So professional
as,
bottom probably
what are you?
Didn't.
Right.
Didn't.
Probably didn't go over well. Neither,
wrong website.
Neither did...
It's called Get It In.
Part-time sarcasm contributor and weather girl.
Right.
Yeah, former
right.
Joyce DeWitt
impersonator. Which is my position here at the show with Clayton McKee.
When there was a green screen.
Oh, God. I forgot I had a stint as Joyce DeWitt. I forgot about that. Just from...
I forgot that I went out and dragged in a cat collar. Hey, cat!
On purpose.
You're welcome.
On purpose.
I accessorized with pet store shit.
Sure. Why wouldn't you?
I mean, really, it's lovely. Show that picture.
I've never seen you make a finer choice, honestly. That's...
Do I have that picture?
I hope so. It was the bio for my for this show for years and years.
No, it is,
oh, that one from the website.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, can I tell you a short story while you look it up?
Why not?
Sure.
So, I did a lot of theater in the high school and a little bit in the college. And the first time I did a show, they told me I had to write a bio. I was like 14, 15 years old. I've never done anything. Like, I did something at church once that I don't think counted as anything. But I was like, I don't know what do you write in these things?
At that early?
And then I read someone else's, and it was like filled with all kinds of grammatical errors. So I'm like, well, no one reads these or proofreads
them.
Right. So I wrote mine as like the bio to Carla from Cheers.
Oh.
That I was a waitress with five kids married to a hockey player and all this shit. And I put it in, and it turns out that the person that did the typesetting didn't read them, the director didn't read them, and my parents who saw the show, no one read it and commented on it. So for all the rest of the years that I did shows, it turns out no one but me reads the bios in any kind of
in
like...
In the playbill?
Yeah, whatever the high school version is. So at one point, I changed mine to be the story of Moneypenny from James Bond and made about lusting after an international spy that had a 007 rating and all this stuff. And a friend of mine brought one of her friends from a different high school, and it turns out at one point there was two high schools in Niagara Falls, brought this gay boy over, and we had a little poke and tickle based on the fact that he thought my bio was, like, he read the bio because he knew he was coming to meet me, and he's like, your entire bio was about being Miss Moneypenny. He's like, you didn't make yourself the spy or the villain or the hot girl. You made yourself the secretary. And then we had sex. But he was like, That's so a
logical
random.
End game.
Yeah.
Here's the picture Al's talking about with him and a duck. Oh, wait. Yeah, headlines. Al's been abducted.
So
there you are.
And that is actually a cat collar from the pet store. Somebody made me go to a pet store, and I bought that. And they're like, what are you going to do with that? I'm like, I'll probably wear it during the show somewhere. And I found a costume that it went with. So they let me do the bio for the show, so I made myself Joyce DeWitt and what's her name from Alice.
That's funny.
What's her name from Alice from Alice.
Linda Lavin. Oh, okay.
Because I started as Joyce DeWitt as a teenager, and then I followed my dreams of working in a restaurant in Phoenix.
Right.
So just funny that I did the same thing all those years later of like, well, I'm not going to do a serious bio. What the hell would that say? So there you go. But the Miss Moneypenny got me laid at 18 years old.
I think it's funny that nobody proofread any of the bios that you wrote, because that's just dangerous.
Like, no one ever mentioned it. Like, the director of the theater program for all those years, anyone who was a director of a show, not one person ever came up and said, can you write a real bio? And my parents, who were nice enough to see every show I was in, never commented on... what the fuck was that bio?
Right.
It was like that yearbook photo you guys commented on from a couple of years ago, the one that had things hanging out that shouldn't have been, and it made it through the whole process.
Oh, yeah. Because mm-hmm. no one's reading
it. It was a story. It was a headline.
Yeah. I'm sure it was, but I just remember it.
Right, yeah.
It was funny.
But it's funny when you realize that no one's paying attention to what you can get away with.
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Like burping on air.
With this entire administration. Was that what you just did?
Yeah, really loud.
I heard it, but I didn't look at you because I don't want to make eye contact right now, because I'm afraid that if I do, what?
Okay,
I can't. I'm going back to writing my company bio.
How's that working out so far? What do you got so far?
So far, good.
Yeah, that's it. One word: good. Company good.
Cat formerly worked in a restaurant in Phoenix as Linda Levin's sidekick.
Many people kissed her grits.
Oh, Florence Jean Castleberry. That's who you are. Polly Holiday. My God, you're going to be...
I still don't understand that Sylvester Stallone with a concussion. She's tried that twice and I'm not catching it.
Amina?
She means the picture of me, but I don't know. I don't, because Sylvester Stallone never had an afro, like, and a cat collar, so I don't really get...
It's interesting, right? I don't get the parallel, maybe it's the nose, maybe
that?
It's the nose?
It could be.
It could be the nose.
Could be the nose.
Let's go back to
I mean, I do look mildly concussed, but not like Sylvester Stallone.
Can we bring up a Stallone picture now?
The only one I got is this one. It's the only other one I got.
I see it.
Focus on the day that my teeth were that white. That's the amazing part of that photo is how white my teeth used to be before all the coffee and red wine got to me. All right, don't do obsessions. Move on.
Oh, I forgot we're
Somebody's
doing...
Somebody's got to keep this train moving.
I got something, yeah.
Oh, horseshit. I got to redo
this show on the road. I have a brand new one right now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Do you really? Is it called Booze? B-O-Z-Z? Booze? That's my friend.
Maybe.
Whatever. Figure this out. Here we go.
Obsession. Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, Mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
So, two things.
No, that's later. Yeah. Which I think we're going to change the name of that segment to, Hey, Cat!
Okay, I'm in.
All right. I'll work on a liner.
Yeah, we'll work on it. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, the brand new obsession is going to be trying to find other famous company taglines to steal and add to mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
You know, for example, I just stumbled across, and by stumbled across, I mean Googled, and it was the first result.
Like you do.
That's right.
Right. This article says it is 30 of the best advertising slogans from companies.
Okay.
So I'm going to try them all out.
Where's the beef?
Right. Number one is McDonald's. I'm loving it. So, hey, cat, I'm loving it.
No.
Maybe.
You got to do the Safeway one.
We're going to skip KFC. We're going to go to Kit Kat's Too Obvious. Nope.
Break you off a piece of that Kit Kat.
Oh, no, have it your way. Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice, very nice. Snap, Crackle, Pop doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Frosted Flakes, though, they're great.
Yep.
Hey, Kat.
They're great.
What about the Safeway? Safeway Albertsons? It's just better.
Hey, Kat, it's just better.
Hey, Kat. Just
how about better. Hey, Kat, I hope it gets better.
Sounds like some sort of cream.
Cry for it, yeah, cry for help. Yeah.
Sounds like some sort of ointment.
Okay. It won't itch for much longer. Is that one of them?
Where's all my booze?
How about, hey, Kat, it keeps going and going and going, right? I can steal the Energizer logo. So we're going to obsess about that later. But the real one that I had that I wanted to talk about that's very important.
Okay.
Is the United States Postal Service.
No,
USPS.
USPS.com. Here's my issue. Okay. This is a rant more than an obsession.
Okay.
But it's a problem.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I, like many people, order a lot of things online. I buy a lot of things from eBay. I buy a lot of things from Amazon. Everything comes, UPS or USPS. I don't give a fuck how they ship it. It comes to my house and it's very convenient.
I don't care how you get here. Right. Just get here.
Get here if you can.
Exactly.
Ooh, Alita Adams should be their spokesperson. You can bring it by railway, trailway.
It's a missed opportunity.
Get a camel. I don't care. Come on.
I don't care how you get here.
I'm going to bring that up. Alita.
So.
Arab man.
I order an item on the internet. I select the two-day shipping, as is my right as an Amazon Prime member.
Mm-hmm.
As is my constitutional God-given right.
Exactly. Jesus wrote that acceptable line.
That $75 a year gives me a lot of power. And so it was scheduled to be delivered on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, that's great. I'll be home all day. That'll be a lovely thing to do in the afternoon.
You probably needed it on a Saturday?
Well, you know, I needed it probably 2 days before I ordered it, okay. But it's fine. It's fine. I'm patient. So
and
Saturday.
Procrastinator occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
So Saturday comes and goes, and I ended up having to leave for work early. So the thing didn't come before I left for work. I thought, oh, no problem. It'll be there when I get to it. I'll be able to mess around with it on Sunday. No, it's not there on Sunday. So I log on to Amazon. I think, well, what in the world has happened? And the United States Postal Service has updated the tracking status and entered a code that says could not get to the front door, possibly due to a gate code. I said, you motherfuckers, I live on a busy, like, I live literally on Thunderbird Road. Right. You can see my door. There's no obstruction, no nothing. So I'm very upset about this. So I finally
share your pain. I understand.
So I finally go to the post office today. I go through their online or their phone automated bullshit.
Don't dance on me package, yeah.
Right. Ooh. Right. Because they say, well, you know, if there was an issue, they will try to redeliver the next business day, which would have been Monday. No tracking updates. So I had to go to the post office for something else anyway. So I go and I mail my package, and then I give the lady the tracking number. I said, listen, is this here? Because here's what's happened, and it's fucking bullshit that they said they couldn't get to my front door, because literally anyone, the Jehovah's Witnesses, can get to my front door.
So can you. Yeah.
And I know it's a big package, and you fuckers are just too lazy to carry it to the door, but you could have knocked on the door, I'd have come and fucking got it.
Just try.
She looks at me, she says, oh yeah, they do that sometimes when it's too heavy and they don't want to carry it.
Whoa!
Are you kidding? This is a known issue? I'm very upset.
Well, the post office shouldn't accept it. They should let OnTrack or what other services they've got.
UPS or whatever.
Right, to take them. If they can't lift over whatever.
And I always
agree. I agree. Like, if that's not the correct way to ship it, then create your guidelines and don't allow.
Right. Here's your weight cap.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally okay with me. Mm-hmm. You know, there are other companies that you can ship through.
And my thought is, tell me a lie I can like myself. Don't say there was something that kept you from my front door.
Right, because that's
bullshit.
Ridiculous. And I was home all damn day.
Yeah,
right.
Beep the horn from outside.
I'll come out with a dolly and we'll let some bitch and say, how heavy was the package, if I may ask?
I don't know. It's like 50 pounds. It's pretty heavy.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't bringing that to your door, but somebody might have.
I wasn't asking you to.
And I feel like the USPS should have some sort of hand truck, right?
Isn't
that the man name for Dolly?
Yes.
And truck, yes.
Yeah.
See?
What were you going to interject?
I was just going to say, I think this is why that Amazon is trying to do more, although they're not terribly successful at it yet, they're trying to do more deliveries through their own little Amazon delivery service.
Amazon van guys.
Works fairly well.
Sweet.
But that drone, I mean, that's heavy for a drone.
You know, a drone's not going to do this.
Not yet.
Yeah. That'd be like a bomb dropped on your house.
But I think the first step to solving this problem is not letting your mail carriers fucking lie and just say we couldn't get to the door. I guarantee it wasn't even on the truck on Saturday. Like, they didn't even try.
Rain or sleet or 50-pound packages.
Oh, you're probably right. Exactly.
Yeah. What did it say across that building again?
Right. They probably never loaded it
on
their damn truck.
Bring us your tired masses, yearning to be free.
Yearning to breathe free.
Yes.
I think it's
40
bullshit.
Pounds or less.
So that's my obsession, is being mad at the post office.
I think that's fair.
And I'm going to write to the Postmaster General.
Okay.
I am.
Go right to the top.
Yeah, right?
Sure. Yeah. All right. Joe, I feel like you've been itching and scratching to get to this segment. So
yeah,
she's got a cream.
It's been a thing. So I do actually have two things.
That's later. No, later.
All right. Well, all right. I sort of have a closet obsession with this show. And two, here's why.
I don't think it's a closet.
Which show?
The show with Clayton McKee.
This one.
Not this episode necessarily, because it just got started. But your show. I want to admit it. And the other thing I'll say also is, as it turns out...
I'm going to need a Silkwood shower, I think, when I'm done with this.
As it turns out, your show has, I've been a fan for a while. Did you guys know that you have subliminal messages going on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, maybe not these.
We program those
But no, but like Al, he's our subliminal don't drink. Oh. This is the example of why not to drink.
This is
a strong warning.
This might be slightly different, but go with it here. So
you got a gig. You got a little shtick you're going to do. Okay.
Yeah, I get a little thing, right. But it's okay. This one's fun. I think you'll enjoy this one.
Is it all batons?
No, we're done with the batons for now. We'll get something else.
All right.
A couple years ago, I had, changed jobs. And, when you're doing YouTube videos and you're blogging, it's nice to have something on in the background. You're taking, like, photos of products and you're writing stories. So I had tuned into you guys after not being a listener for a while. It's when I figured out that Kat became a permanent member of the show in 2015.
I just refused to leave is what happened.
And that Katie had left.
Technically, she actually was coming in as a fifth person.
Right. I remember the artwork.
First I was interim, and then there was a number five.
Right. And that was the whole reason that mic got put in.
That microphone is there, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just put it on. I put the stream on in the background, and I was like, wow, not that Katie or Buddy weren't great. But it's like, it's great. And again, Marnie appears to not be on the show very often. So I would,
she's here every week, obviously.
Yeah, sometimes later.
But
whatever.
Is she?
But anyways, and Marnie, I wanted to kind of do this while you're here, but it was great to see you, and I hope you're listening back or watching or whatnot.
I like your optimism.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we'll see. Anyway, so the stream was on, and I kept thinking, like, why do I keep hearing the same episodes over and over again? Because obviously they repeat on the stream.
And they repeat 24/7 for your irritation. That's how it says it online.
Yeah, exactly. So I started hearing these odd messages, and I started to, and they were like kind of like cries for help. You guys were requesting that someone take care of something for you.
That's odd, because we're really can-do people.
Well, that's true, but this was a request that apparently you couldn't fulfill.
I'm Jan Ashford.
And so I kept listening, and I'm like, well, I'm sure they'll take care of this. And I thought, well, I could take care of it for them, but, again, we did the transfer, it's done, it's not my show.
Does your taking care of it take as long as the story?
Is it more popular?
Trust me, Pop-Tarts would go really good right now.
Almost done.
Okay.
Almost there.
I hope you fixed it, because I don't know what the fuck you're building up to.
Yeah,
I don't
either.
You're good. I'm very glad about that. Anyways, so I just said, all right, I'll take, because, you guys went through, like, additional seasons and didn't take care of it. I said, I'll take care of it for them, and hopefully they're not working on it, and it won't be embarrassing. It won't be like, well, you shouldn't have gotten involved. But I like doing nice things for nice people.
It's very nice.
So I thought, all right, we'll take care of this. So let me describe this. This would be, you're trying to have someone take care of something that's historical in nature. Now, the solution, what you were actually wanting someone to take care of for you, can be described as three things. Number one.
Only two are allowed.
Yeah.
All right, it's two plus one. Okay? We'll get a bonus round. Number one.
We can't count that high.
It's the impossible dream. Okay? Al's talked about this before. Spaghetti.
It was Liza with the Z.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't that he even wants to have happen?
Number two.
Liza with a Z on DVD was the only impossible dream that I could think
not
of.
Not Lisa with an S.
No. Number two of what this thing that you wanted to have done was that it's a very large waste of time. And three.
The whole show.
goes together, right? And it
like
makes...
Like ramble-lam-a-ding-dong.
Yeah. And this thing, this solution makes or creates an emotional response. Okay, now these three things I didn't just kind of pull out of the blue sky.
How much free time do you actually have, Joe, at home?
Evidently too much.
Oh, God, you're going to pull something else out of a bag.
I always come with all kinds of interesting things.
You watch Marnie
hey,
too
Rocky,
much.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of this hat.
Hey, Rocky!
So...
Nothing up my sleeve!
Breath-o!
Oh,
my God.
Is it a gun?
No, it's
gosh,
pretty small.
Is it a jackal? Is it a jackal?
Pterodactyl.
You have no idea.
I know.
You know. So the solution
But I
is
have
contained.
A gun underneath this.
The solution is contained
it's
in this nice little package.
It's an 8-track tape.
This is a gift also. Just a little token of my own appreciation. Again, it's great that you guys do this. When I transferred Q-Talk, I had no idea if you would keep going. Keep the name.
Is that dark chocolate? Is that wrapped up dark chocolate?
It could be.
I hope it's not white chocolate.
All right, we'll just. So again, thank you. It's wonderful that you guys still do this.
Give me the baton. I'll pass it to him to open it.
I know. And listeners, anyone who's been following me in that crazy hashtag on Facebook, this is the reveal moment.
Oh, Christ on a cross! What is it? It's hashtag. What is it? MKL feud.
It's a scrambled term. We'll get to it in a minute.
Okay.
Oh,
hand it over to the McKee. If you're not watching on video, please. Oh,
I do appreciate the use of my last name only.
The McKee.
The McKee. No. If you're not watching the video stream, please switch over now.
It's a cassette tape.
It's an audio cassette. Exactly what I thought. Do I need to open it now?
Please do.
Again, if this is a fucking glitter bomb, you will not walk out of this house on your own legs.
I think I wrapped it. Yeah, no glitter.
Stop saying glitter bomb.
For those of you that are just listening, it is as stimulating as if you were watching right now. Trust me.
Crinkle the paper closer to the mic.
Yeah.
So Molly Montgomery likes it?
She still listen?
No.
I don't know. Oh, this is a lovely gold bow. Now,
I eat too much
it's
in
an oversized bow.
No, it's lovely.
And I truly don't know what the reaction to this is going to be.
Can I put my bow on my...
Oh, look at that.
Ooh.
Look at where art meets function or something.
Look at something. I enjoy a gold bow.
Well, I'm very happy about that.
Oh, it's double wrap for my protection.
That's right.
Why did you do a double wrap?
You'll find out.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's glitter all...
Bomb.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Again,
another wrap.
Yeah, potentially inside. Too much free time.
Oh, it's double wrapped.
You got to get a hobby, Joe. We really got to get a hobby.
I got to need a job, really.
When you moving? When is focus on that, Joe. What the fuck is...
Well, it's pretty colors.
Lots of colors.
Notice the color sequence.
Oh, is it rainbow? Red, yellow, pink, green, purple, orange, blue? I didn't really...
Use all the colors.
That's very nice.
Oh, I was supposed to do it one by one.
Not necessarily.
Oh, no, it is a cassette tape.
It is a cassette. It's funny that it is an audio. Oh, I think I know what you do have a lot of free time. That Joe has given me, and I like how you're superimposed coming around my arm there on the side.
Oh, look how cool I look
with your,
too.
Got
some aviators
Chips sunglasses on there.
That says
the best
summer 2016 right there.
This is called the best of season four. This time it's personal. Might not be endorsed by Q Talk America or its affiliates. We have affiliate. Oh, it says it's mixed. Oh, it's a mixtape. It says,
because
it's 84.
Because you guys love like the whole cassette thing. But open it and figure out what it really is.
Oh, my God. It's not a cassette. This is a very cute gift. When you come, it's a USB.
Oh, it's a thumb drive.
It's witchcraft.
No, that's really cute for people who are throwbacks.
She's a witch.
That's really cute for throwback people who like, oh, I love cassettes. And then it's a jumper.
That's a very cute gift.
Now, this isn't very convenient size-wise to just carry around your pocket and stick in when you walk in somewhere. But
is that a rocket in your pocket? You just haven't seen me. It's a rocket!
You have bigger pockets.
So on this, allegedly, is the best of season four.
That is correct.
That is.
From my perspective, this was something.
Okay,
this was... That. This was something that I came
well,
up
that's
with.
Charming.
Came up,
we were entertaining enough to have a best of tape.
I came up with the idea.
I have the greatest hits package.
And I tried to cancel it several times, and it got the best of me. And, you know, you guys kept talking about we need an editor, but we can't afford it, and please isolate that. And I was just like, no, you don't want to start down this road.
Nice.
You don't
nice.
Want to start down this road. The reason it's season four, it's my favorite number, but you know what? Because Tuesday.
That seems fair.
This
but
time
you know
it's
what?
Personal.
Buddy and Early. Buddy
and Early, both of them. Two people. One elegant solution.
We have both kinds of music.
That's very sweet.
Country and Western.
Buddy and Katie were both on that season, and it's just a great representation of everything. And it's
Buddy did a guest fill-in?
Sure.
How long was Buddy on this show?
I have no earthly idea, honest to God.
Episode 263.
3 days, and he didn't pay for any of it.
Episode 263 was your 200th. And trust me, unfortunately, I have all these facts like memorized, because I've been listening to I've been living in season four for the past 2.5 years.
Editing this fucking thing together. Well, that's curious. Well, I'm curious to get really wasted and listen to that.
That's very fun. I would Thank be honest.
It's curious.
At some point during the show, if you want to play the first couple minutes, I think the audience would find it funny.
It's a good reason for us to go to the bathroom.
And if you
we're going to want to listen to and share it.
Dance break.
And if you decide to actually put it as part of your actual releases, I would be honored.
My release.
We could sell that.
Oh,
shit.
What you're saying
this is formatted to.
I could upload it right to the website, and it could be.
It's designed to be actually a structured show with Clayton McKee. It's gold. It's gold.
Now, and how long is this best of?
It's
7 hours.
Jesus Christ.
It is. It's
seven and a half fucking
64,
hours.
No. It's split to three different files, just like you do right now, but it's actually less than 4 hours. It's between 3.5 and 4 hours.
And did you break it up? Is it like the best of headlines?
This is designed to be like your show. Headlines and what you've been up to and
more
hashtags. And it's. You guys said you could be really funny, even funnier, if you had an editor. Well.
Can I see that for a second?
Be really funny if we actually had a producer, not just edit this shit. How about we do a production? What are you doing? Oh, look.
Showing the people at home.
Yeah, look at this. Look at that.
Here it comes. That's fun.
That's
cute.
That
is very thoughtful. That
is very thoughtful and time consuming, because I know that takes a long time.
You really
ought to get a hobby.
I know, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Or a
look at that. But the cassette, I think it's so cute that it looks like a cassette.
Found it on Amazon, and I said, that's how I'm doing it.
Show the underside of it, Kat, where the little USB is. And it's tucked in there. The little USB just kind of pops out. That's very cute.
Just darling.
So
it
that,
really is.
By the way, that hashtag, if you unscramble the letters, it is the first letters of Best of the Show with Clayton McKee season 4. If you re-scramble it.
And I thought for sure this was
going to... So wait, it's a jumble and an anagram? Listen.
And a cassette?
Listen, Dr. Lecker, that's a lot. It's a cassingle.
I love it. I have Bat Dance on cassingle.
That actually...
I think I did too.
Huh?
You talked about Bat Dance during your Prince tribute, and that was part of the reason I was like, they love this whole single cassette thing, and that was part of the inspiration.
Is Bat Dance part of this?
Your Prince, remember, this is a best of, so everything from season four was so much.
So long. It was almost a year.
Apparently it was 2 years ago. What season are we in now?
We're about to start season 7.
Is this season 7?
Yeah.
Okay. We're still doing 6.
Well, so my obsession, because we'll never get out of here.
Does it involve a cassette player?
No. My obsession
Joe, thank you. That's
thank
very
you.
Thought
That's
of
very
you.
Sweet. That's very sweet. That's very thoughtful.
Absolutely. Never would have pulled that out of my ass in 100 years.
Is the fact that I was watching TV at the lucky moment yesterday when...
Oh, I know exactly where you're going.
We were at the Michael Cohen trial where for some...
I'm sharing your obsession with you.
Trump's lawyers decided over the weekend that they needed to go to court to get an injunction or an appeal in to block the identity of the third client of Michael Cohen, the first one being Trump, who they paid off a porn star and a playmate.
Right.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the second one was a donor to the RNC, mega donor to the RNC, who paid his mistress
to have an abortion for $1.6 million.
And there was a third person, and the whole point to this thing was to keep the identity of the third person secret, which means it had to be something really awful based on the first two reasons that anyone used this guy, who's not really a lawyer. And I just happened to be enjoying, and was it Katie Tour? Who was on at that time?
It was Katie Tour, right.
Katie
she was
Tour,
on her hour.
And just the moment when they're like, oh, wait, we just found out who the third client is.
Client is.
It's Sean Hannity. And the cameraman, everybody in the studio went, huh?
Yeah. Like, oh, it
and
was...
And then they cut to the reporter, man on the street,
right,
who ran out, like, ran 12 stories down. He was on the 12th floor of the court extension. Ran down, and he's like, now there's a chance that there's another Sean Hannity in the world, and that's who we're talking about. But it seems really unlikely.
Unlikely, right.
But for the first couple seconds, they honestly couldn't say for certain... We're not talking about
across the street,
Fox
Sean Hannity, right?
News guy,
right?
We're not talking about the worst human in the world on television.
So you have never seen my fat little fingers move so fast to type in 1043 and get to Fox News to make sure that I had what's the gay guy Shepard?
Oh yeah, Sam. Shepard. Yeah.
Yeah, Shepard. So I guess the elephant in the room is that did they really say Sean Hannity? And it was just hysterical to have Shepard be like, what?
Is that right?
And then be like, I guess we're going to go to commercial and we're going to find out if... So they don't mean... And you could see him look to his EP and go, not us. Hannity. And he goes, and I guess we'll address the elephant in the room when we go. I was like, this is the greatest moment of television.
Oh.
Ever.
Everybody was gasping and editing themselves.
Shepard Smith. Oh my God. It was just fun.
It was hilarious. I was sitting at my desk doing online stuff to my LinkedIn account, all that shit, and I had it on in the other room, and I could just hear everybody, like the gasps everywhere. And what I put on Facebook was, everybody had to edit themselves from just saying, what the fuck?
Yeah. And you could see them all forming the word in their mouth, like, huh? Now we've been punked. Like,
right, this is a bullshit.
Like, we're not on air. Right. Like, this just happened off
this
air.
Can't be true.
Right, no. It was priceless. And it still has been all day long.
I need to watch this.
Now they've got it. And I came to the production meeting with you two, and I didn't see, but the headlines that I was seeing as I was leaving earlier was, now they've got him tied to two or three more lawyers connected.
Of Trump's, including one for Russia.
Oh.
The one for Russia, because remember, he saw somebody on Fox TV. If you're not paying attention to the Russia story, I don't know what you're watching, because it's delightful television. And they're
you couldn't write this shit. You just can't.
They're stroking themselves.
You could,
off
but you'd never
it.
Get it on air.
No,
you'd
never get on air. So he fired his main lawyer because he didn't fire his main lawyer. Trump.
Thank you.
Was watching. I know a lot of the danger of pronouns. So the orange dumpster fire is sitting on the can watching Fox and Friends, and sees this fat fuck and his wife. And he hires them based on their appearance. I don't know if it was on Fox and Friends, but somewhere on the networks of Fox, he finds this fat fuck and his wife, and he hires them.
Right.
In the time from saying, I want to hire them, to them making it to the White House, his main Russia lawyer resigned.
Right.
Quit, right.
And said,
Dowd.
No.
It? Yeah.
Dowd. Yeah, Dowd.
John
was
Dowd.
Like, no. No, you no.
Like, you can't do that.
This
you won't listen to me.
This is a serious investigation.
Right.
You just hired this. So they came to the White House, the fat fuck and his wife, and Trump saw them in person and was like,
oh no.
What the fuck is this? So he fired them while they were walking in the door, which, could you imagine that fat fuck thinks I'm a fat fuck? Like,
right. You're not classy enough for me.
So it turns out one of these two, whether it was fat fuck.
The wife.
No, fat fuck number one is Trump. So fat fuck number two is the lawyer. That lawyer is Sean Hannity's lawyer.
The
too.
Wife. The wife
oh,
is.
Oh, the wife
the
is.
The wife is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
And she's a fucking train wreck. Like, she's not a fat fuck, but she just looks like she was on an episode of Cops, and this is her mugshot. Like, her picture, her serious LinkedIn picture looks like four joints and a crack pipe later. Me and my tube top went to the fair. And you're like, what the fuck?
Because where else would you wear your tube top?
Oh, my God. It's Who My Baby Daddy Night at the law firm.
Yeah, exactly. Guns and...
So I just listened to today, the New York Times puts out a podcast. It's just a 20 or 30-minute podcast called The Daily. And today's episode was on Michael Cohen. And it's great.
Yeah.
I recommend it if you have a gap in your podcast listening schedule. Look it up.
Fill it in with anything about Michael Cohen.
Fill it in with The Daily, because they've done some really really good stuff, and they do it in a really like succinct way. You know what I mean? Like, this is what it is, and the Michael Cohen was... And it's so funny, because increasingly, everything I listen to is talking about anyone related to Trump in like mob terms. Right. Like this podcast called Michael Cohen, the consigliere.
Fixer. And the best part is the bald guy. Ari Vichy, what's his name?
Ali Belshi.
Yeah. So he's on there and he says, because I think he was the next hour. So
He was. He followed Katie Tur.
So he says, it seems kind of suspicious to have a journalist have this guy as a lawyer. And he goes, and I'm going to die on Twitter in about 5 minutes because I just called one guy a lawyer and the other one a journalist. And when they said he has three clients, one pays off hookers and people who've had abortions. And the other one, like, none of them are doing anything official but just spreading shit all over the earth.
Well, I think Ali Velshi is also, when he came on air, he said, he made a comment, something of regards to that, and he goes, oh, let me guess, all of a sudden, he's going to be a commentator and not a journalist, so he didn't have to disclose.
And he changed his story three times. He never used him for anything. And then somebody later on the night, I think it was when we got to the 11th hour with Brian Williams. Because you weren't leaving your TV at this point, because why would you?
No.
When the guy was like, he says he used him for real estate advice.
He's barely a lawyer. Right,
he's not a
real estate lawyer at all.
He goes, what does he want to know? Which black people to kick out?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, okay, you guys have lost all journalism credibility because no one could take the story seriously. And when it got down to the third time that Hannity described why he needed him, and that it was for real estate advice, the guy on the 11th hour was just exhausted.
Yeah.
And it was just like, to find out how to be more racist? Like, what would you need this guy for?
Yeah, I'm sure tonight when I go in and watch everything else, it's going to be great because they've had 24 hours now to absorb this.
Oh, my God.
And it's just work. But then the more that's
what
bubbling up about
it. What is Rachel going
to say? Oh, I don't know what he'll say.
Oh, she was delightful last night. Listen to her podcast from last night. She was good.
Yeah.
She was good. But there really was like,
the gasp was... Well, they said... They also said that whoever was in the courtroom at the time, he said, majority of the courtroom is filled with all journalists. Like, you've got, like, the four or five lawyers.
Because they were the overflow.
Mm-hmm. Right, so they got the journalists. You know, Stormy Daniels is there just for effect or whatever. But most everybody else, he said, every other seat is a journalist. And he goes, they were all really trying to keep from laughing.
Yeah.
He's like, you can't be serious with this. There's no way this is legit.
Because I went through like all three channels because I wanted to see what CNN had to say, and they described it like there's the main courtroom where almost always in the whatever it is SDNY, the Southern District of New York, they all go in there. There's a couple of them that are field reporters that's their beat, and there's usually plenty of room. Like they spread out, they have all their stuff, and they knew when they got there on Monday that they had to use the overflow. So, like, MSNBC, they were all on the 12th floor. Like, they couldn't see. They could see the closed-circuit TV the main players, but they weren't in the main courtroom.
Right.
So that's why they were upstairs trying not to laugh, because they have to follow the same decorum, even though they're nowhere near what's going on.
Got it.
But because this envelope kept getting passed, like, we have it in a sealed envelope, and this guy stood up. They had agreed that the judge could find out who it was. Oh, this was the best part.
I heard the whole story.
So the attorney for Michael Cohen says, how about I put it in a sealed envelope, pass it to you, that way you know. Well, then a lawyer stands up, interrupts the proceedings, and says, I represent the press and the people of the United States. I'm here to maintain that...
Freedom of information
freedom
or whatever.
Freedom of information gets passed, and that if this is something that pertains to our government, this can't be... held under lock and key.
Sure.
This needs to be done. And so he did a whole thing about like the state versus West Virginia or Virginia.
He cited lots of stuff.
He cited cases, and she listened to it and was like, yeah, I guess you got to read it out loud. And they stood up and read the name. And like all this buildup for like, who is it?
Right.
Like you're thinking like, is it McConnell from, is it Paul Ryan? Who paid off hookers? And then,
everyone.
Of course, the first thing they find is Hannity surrounded by playmates from that 1990 picture with him and the playmates.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, there's no reason. If he only used him in phone calls, there is absolutely nothing that he should have written down. So what I learned yesterday from the TV and the internet was like, let's say you were a lawyer. And oh, I say to
you, I'm going to put it on my LinkedIn.
Right. Oh, do. Right now.
She's now a lawyer. And I say to you, I need to ask you a legal question.
Okay.
There is an immediate, you don't have, the money doesn't have to change hands. There is an immediate attorney-client privilege that goes on the minute I say, I need legal advice. You don't, I don't have to pay you. There, that whole thing from TV where I have to give you a dollar, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So if he was just calling for advice about real estate, nothing should be written down. It'd be like, well, don't buy the apartment complex or sell that apartment complex, or, you know, you're probably going to get a lot in trouble, get in trouble. There's some legal ramifications with you owning that building. You would never write that down. That would just be, and that's what Hannity said at first. But if that's what it was,
I'm pretty sure Hannity said at first, Michael, who?
Right. Oh, he's my friend. So that's why there has to be some kind of an invoice or something written down specific that he wanted advice on, or they would never have his name
right
as part of it. Like, if, like, but it does qualify. That would qualify as attorney client privilege.
However,
but it wouldn't be written down where the government would see it on paper unless he records everything, which makes it even better.
Right.
Because they say Michael Cohen records everything.
Mm-hmm.
All the hooker stuff's on tape.
Amazing.
Because,
however,
because I need to make sure. I know Arizona actually is, as long as one of the parties in the room is aware of the recording, it's legal.
Oh yeah, you're right.
But
yeah.
I don't know what the what it is in New York.
Is this being recorded?
100%. But you all know it. But like, but yeah, that's the way.
But that's
the way it is in Arizona. Now, in other states and other jurisdictions, both parties have to be aware that the recording
is
happening.
I think I found out yesterday that in New York, it's only one person.
It's okay, so it is one.
But the and now his big claim for innocence, Michael Cohen, is that he'd never been to Prague in his life, and here's my passport. Well, that only holds up to Fox News viewers, because the rest of us that have been to Europe knows
understand
that there's something called the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, I flew into Spain, but went to Italy and France. My passport got stamped for
Spain,
not right the other country. So he went to Germany, walked over to Prague. It's the European Union. They don't stamp it.
Right.
So all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, you can hold that up all you want to. The first country you enter in the European Union, you get stamped. The rest of the time, you can train planes and automobile around your the whole fucking thing.
Right.
You're in the European Union. And like, oh, he's going down.
And apparently there is, yeah, there's some, somehow they've traced him to Prague, like in an email or whatever it was.
Oh,
well, and this is an important,
the border.
This is an important point, because your attorney-client privilege goes away 100% when your attorney is doing crimes for you.
100%.
Right, oh, 100%.
Gone.
Right.
Then everything you've ever dealt with and everything you've ever told that lawyer is,
it's like a confession.
Fair
if
game
you confess
right
to, like, harming a child, and that priest has to leave the booth and go tell somebody, you just murdered somebody, you just harmed somebody. Like, the confessional, you can't confess
right
a crime. You have to go report.
Have you also noticed that Katie Tour is not comfortable with the taint team?
Oh, she wants no to call it.
It's the filter team. She and everybody who's come on her show today made sure to say that, because she doesn't like the taint team.
Oh, it's sound hysterical.
I think it's hilarious that you're calling it the taint. I just think it's hilarious.
But they mean it in, like, we don't want to taint with
no,
the same
I understand
brush,
what they
not
mean.
The taint your balls,
I get it,
taint
but,
your ass.
Right,
like,
no, but I just think it's funny that Katie Tour is the first one that I've heard be like, I just hate that. We're just going to call it the filter team.
Yeah.
I just thought that was kind of funny about that.
Because I needed some context. The first 8 or 9 times I heard taint, I'm like, somebody's going to need to put that in context.
I know, I got it 100%. My friend Scott Tickler posted at 1:22 yesterday afternoon, the second it came out, he posted this in 4 lines, the exact same thing. Please let it be a rent boy or an interracial love child. Please let it be a rent boy or an interracial love child. Because that would just be awesome if Hannity is trying to shut up.
And all I kept thinking was dead hooker, dead hooker, dead hooker.
Wow.
It is amazing. Like, every time they come on the air, they're like, well, it's just another news day, and here's a clown car, here's a midget in a bikini. Like, they just come online. It's amazing what they're going through.
Yeah, Christ Lord.
I'm very, very curious to see what's going on for the rest of today. And then my whole news day was crazy, too, because there was a car chase in Phoenix that the guy was going 100 miles an hour after two carjackings. And then he barricaded himself in the attic of a house over on the west side of town. There was a lot going on. Very
something,
busy day.
Something happened around Thomas and, like, 11th Avenue yesterday, because, like, the whole area was, like, cordoned off by police. I never looked it up. But
that
I
don't know. But today it was today a guy was doing 100 miles an hour from 16th Street to 19th Avenue on Thomas all the way across.
Oh, it's 17th Avenue and whatever the Highland is that's not Highland, but it's north of Campbell.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Somebody drove. Somebody was trying to, like, fuck with somebody in the house, and they drove their Chevy pickup right through the front of the house and, like, destroyed it and then, like, backed up to go get them. And the cops were there, and it was all cordoned off, so.
Oh.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, it was.
By the Costco or something?
I turned my bike around. Mm.
Well, congratulations.
I was like, I'm going to go look at that.
I'm going to go see what this shit show is about. Okay. Well, well, we're still in the first hour, but I think it's time that we moved on to the next hour.
The first hour?
And well, this is still segment one.
Oh.
We haven't moved on to segment
two.
We
ordered a double, apparently.
Apparently. But we're going to do it, and it goes like this. Oh, can we make it through somehow, some way? I bet we can. Moving on ever so gingerly. It's our headline section right here on Q Talk America. Where's my cursor? Oh, where is the remote detonator?
Some things don't need to be high tech.
I'm not confused.
Or aren't you?
After review of your footage, could you step over here, please?
Which is better, two faces or three faces?
She's dead.
She's dead? Well, these are going to be titillating stories that we're going to bring to you in living color, ladies
Amazing.
And gentlemen. Oh, and this is really just the first segment. The A block, as Rachel likes to call it. I like to call it that, too. That's for him. Anyway, we're coming back after this break with headlines. Stick with us.
David, what does burning smell like?
You're listening to Q Talk America.
Educate. Single pace.